Stand by. A heartwarming, stomach-turning episode. In the life of that kindly old physician, Dr. Christian Bogardus. Scourge of Livers M. Yes, friends, join us now for another visit with lovable old Dr. Christian Bogardus, brought to you by the friendly folks who make the Stradivarius Spaghetti Knitter. Ladies, when you're thrown for a loss by spaghetti with sauce, do you suffer from KKK? Ketchup-covered kisser? Do you get wet when you eat spaghetti? Do you dirty your shirty and louse up your blouse? If so, get a Stradivarius Spaghetti Knitter. It takes out all the bends and ties up all the ends. It's the one knitter that knits your spaghetti into one long string so you can run the meatball up and down it like a yo-yo. Get one today and remember our slogan. If spaghetti you would eat, a knitter keeps you neat. For you don't get the juice all over your poose. Now let's join kindly old Dr. Christian Bogardus in his busy office in the friendly little town of Livers End. As we look in on him, his nurse is just answering the telephone. Here they are.
Dr. Christian Bogardus, office hours 9 to 5. Hardly a man is now alive. And used to be hardly a patient is now alive. Nurse Judy Rice speaking. Yes, he's here. It's for you, doctor.
Thank you, Judy. Hello? What's that? You broke your leg in 3 places. Serves you right. Stay out of those places. Good morning, Judy. Won't you join me in some coffee?
Thank you, doctor. My, it certainly looks like rain, doesn't it?
Yeah, but don't worry, Judy. It's coffee, all right. Now then, where is my list of things to do today?
Right here, doctor.
Oh, yes. Let's see now. My wife wants me to do a few things. I've got to go downtown and get some alligator shoes.
Alligator shoes?
Yes, you know, sometimes I think she's going to spoil that animal. Then I spoiled that animal. You see the humor of it there. Then I got to pick up some flower seeds for the garden.
Oh, yes, doctor. You know, this morning I saw your zinnias walking past the front of your house.
Are those zinnias walking past the front of the house again? I've told them 1,000 times to use the back way. Well, enough of that. I've got to get busy. You know, tonight I'm addressing 500.
People?
No, envelopes. This is the first of the month. Now then, is there anyone here to see me?
Yes, there's a man outside with a mustache.
Tell him I already have one. Who else is here?
Well, there's a man with a wooden leg named Smith.
Did you get the name of his other leg? Man, this crowd really digs those old ones. Never mind, Judy. Send him in.
You can come in now. The doctor will see you.
Hiya, Doc!
The last time I saw a head like that, it was in a bottle of formaldehyde.
Now then, what seems to be the trouble?
I don't know, Doc. Lately, I've been having the craziest dreams. Like the other night, I dreamt I was eating macaroni. And when I woke up, half the mattress was gone.
I see. What else troubles you?
Well, it's my wife. She don't understand me.
How do you mean?
Well, she's always going out at night and I have to stay home. Like the other night, I wanted to go with her, but she wouldn't let me. And finally, she gave me something to knit.
What was that?
A broken collarbone. That's why I can't stand up straight no more, Doc.
Well, I think we can fix that right now. Prepare my instruments, Judy.
Yes, Doctor.
Bone setter?
Bone setter?
Wait a minute, Doc! How about an anesthetic?
Oh, I thought we'd just rough it for a change. But if you insist, all right, nurse. Anesthetic.
Anesthetic?
They just don't make those lead pipes like they used to. Well, it's all finished. I think he's coming out of it, Judy.
Where am I?
It's all right, my good man. Everything is fine.
Did you fix it up so I can straighten up now?
Of course. Why don't you try it?
Okay. Gee, it works! Wow! Gee! Hey, that's pretty good. I can straighten up again. Thanks for fixing my collarbone, Doc!
That wasn't why you couldn't straighten up.
You mean it wasn't a broken collarbone?
Of course not. It was your suspenders. They were caught in your shoelaces.
Patient,